least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis.
Yes, sir. What can I help you with?
This shop, who owns it?
Why, I do.
I understand you specialize in exotic pets.
That's right.
Like what, for instance?
What do you have in mind?
Well, actually something not too domesticated.
Well, I can get you cheetahs, ocelots, lions, leopards, whatever you want.
But those are pretty dangerous, aren't they?
If you want them, we can handle them.
What I want is very dangerous. Maybe too dangerous.
Try me.
All right. I want to buy a shark.
Now, why would anybody want to buy a shark? Nobody owns a shark. But Alex Carpo is negotiating to buy one. And anyone who knows Alex Carpo knows he's accustomed to getting what he goes after. After all, at age 33, Alex is a partner in one of the Gulf Coast's most successful chains of restaurants and clubs. A powerful, influential young man on his way up. But how far up? And how does he plan to use a shark? You're already ahead of me. A shark is for one thing and one thing only. Killing. Is that what Alex has on his mind? In a minute, I'll be back to begin Act One of tonight's suspenseful tale of crisis, titled The Lagoon. Alex Carpo's rise to prominence looks, from the outside at least, like a true American rags-to-riches story. How else could this dark, broad-shouldered boy rise from the ranks of a dishwasher to the riches and power he now commands as part owner and general manager of Colbert Enterprises? How else indeed?
Oh, Alex, come on in. I hope you can spare a minute.
For Bill Colbert, any time.
Sit down, Alex. Now, I've been going over the financial statement for the last quarter.
Oh. Yeah.
No, it's not as bad as all that. Look, some of my competitors did a lot worse. I think you've done a great job. We held the line on our menu prices as long as we could.
Maybe too long.
Well, who could have predicted the way food prices would shoot up?
Yeah, and those raises for the help.
Oh, they had it coming. Cost of living's gone out of sight.
I guess you noticed we're up in liquor sales, though.
Yes, I saw that. About 5%. Oh, understand, Alex, I'm not blaming you one bit. You've kept the chain running smoothly. The only regret I have is I didn't put you in charge 10 years earlier.
I was washing dishes for you 10 years ago.
Yes, things looked a lot simpler then. Sometimes I wonder if now wouldn't be the time to do like you say, peddle the whole thing.
Then you've decided to sell after all?
Oh, I've listened to you trying to talk me into selling the operation, but... No, Alex, I'm a long ways from selling out.
But why, Bill?
Why should we sell?
For the money.
Money is still a novelty to you, I guess.
That's not it.
If we sold out, you'd go on to other things, but me? Too much of Bill Colbert is wrapped up in Colbert Enterprises.
It's just a matter of timing, Bill. The right people with the right money.
But are they the right people? You know, I owe something to the employees I've had for years. No guarantee what would happen if someone new came in.
There's no guarantee anywhere, Bill.
And what about the customers? Now, they're the ones that built this business. I don't want to sell them short. What do we really know about Traeger and his people, anyway? Except they want to pay $20 million for the business.
I gave you the background on Traeger.
Yeah, but... Oh... Let's not talk about it now, Alex.
Look, Bill, I can understand how you feel about turning the whole setup over to strangers.
I just can't do it, Alex.
And I can understand that the money doesn't mean that much to you.
At my age, you don't go out and get into something new. I'll tell you, Alex. I think you better just go tell Traeger we're definitely not interested.
All right, Bill. if that's how you want it.
But that's not the way you want it, is it? Alex, I made you my partner because you brought something to the business that it needed. Something I couldn't give it. Vitality, ideas, innovation. Well, maybe I'm not being fair to you. With your share of 20 million, what would you do? What would you do with it?
There's a million things.
For you, yes. For me, well, how many years have I got?
Hey, let's forget it, Bill. I'll see Trager in the morning and tell him we're not for sale. That's that. Come on, pour me that drink.
So you struck out, Alex.
I tried, Mr. Trager, believe me.
You know, it'll just be a matter of time before the old man finds out about the bookkeeping.
I know.
Too bad. But then maybe he loves you so much he'd just slap your wrist.
Not if he finds out I took 70 grand from him and juggled the books.
Well, he doesn't have to find out. If he okayed the sale, I'd ask to see the books and give him my stamp of approval, naturally. You'd get your split of the 20 million, plus the bonus from me, plus the 70 grand you already stole.
I wish you wouldn't...
Excuse me. Borrowed. Say, this chop on the water must be getting to you, Alex. You're turning green.
Yeah, I don't do so good around the water.
Shouldn't live on the coast, then. But never mind. I guess the fish are somewhere else. We'll turn around. Take us home, Jimbo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at that.
What?
See him? Sailfish. Look at that.
What happened? What's all the commotion in the water?
Lousy shark. Right under our noses. I hate those rotten killers.
Yeah.
I guess that's nature, Alex. Eat or be eaten. And that's what's going to happen to our friend Colbert. Only he don't know it yet.
Look, there is something we could do, maybe.
Yeah?
He might sell out to me.
Hey, you are a bright boy.
He almost hinted at it. He doesn't want to sell out to a stranger. He said that last night.
You might even get it cheaper.
Yeah, but where would I get the dough?
You're looking at him.
You?
Well, sure. Look, I hand you the dough. You pay off Colbert, you sell out to me. The bonus still goes.
Sure. Of course, he'd wonder about the money.
Tell him you inherited it. Tell him you could borrow enough to swing it, plus what you saved. He'd go for that.
Yeah, he might have thought.
Well, let's face it, kid. He better. Because those books won't stand much more of your juggling.
Well, now we know that Alex Carpo has been biting the hand that feeds him, and he's about to take an even bigger bite. It's that evening, and Alex is at the door of Bill Colbert's sprawling seaside home.
Oh, hello, Alex.
Hello, Laura. Is your dad home?
He went for a stroll down by the lagoon. Come on, I'll walk with you.
Sure, a gorgeous evening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen much of you lately.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Is that it?
That's it.
I was beginning to think I'd scared you away.
What do you say then?
Oh, last time we were together, maybe I was afraid I'd thrown myself at you.
No, I didn't think that.
Well, that's good.
I guess I just had my mind on other things, the business.
Not some other girl?
No.
Oh, there he is.
Well, well, well. Is that you, Alex?
Yeah. Am I interrupting?
Oh, no. No, I was just standing here looking down into the lagoon. Ah, it's beautiful, isn't it? You see, at high tide, the seawater comes in and out, and the tidal action keeps the water moving. But now, at low tide, the water's trapped in here. It can't get out.
Look at the moon reflecting on the water.
Yeah, this is just about as close to heaven as you can get on this earth.
Look, if you two want to talk, I'll go on back up to the house. I'll make something for you when you come in.
Well, thank you, Laura.
See you later, Alex.
Oh, yeah, right.
Did you come to see Laura or me?
You, Bill.
Well, I'm sure Laura's disappointed. I suppose my efforts to interest you in her are perfectly transparent.
I think a lot of Laura.
Of course. She's young, 19. It's a challenge when you have to be both mother and father.
I know it must be. Look, that's why I came out here tonight. From the things you've said, I get the feeling you really would like to have the business off your hands.
Well, I would, and I wouldn't. I'd like the time to spend with Laura, but she's almost ready to fly the coop anyhow. But I can't turn everything I've built over to trading.
But you turned part of the business over to me.
Well, that's different. I watched you grow. I like to think I groomed you.
Bill, I'll come to the point. Would you sell out to me?
To you?
I've saved a lot of money. I can get more. I'd wind up alone.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. Yesterday, you wanted to sell the outfit. And now you want it all.
I appreciate how you'd feel selling out to a stranger like Traeger. I hope you wouldn't consider me a stranger.
You know how I feel about you, Alex. You're almost like my own son, if I'd had one.
Then why not do it, Bill?
What would you do with Colbert Enterprises?
Well, there's some things I'd like to try. Maybe diversify a little, cut out the locations that aren't as profitable, or change their format.
Change. Well, some change is necessary, I know, but you have to be careful about what you change, or you wind up with your old friends turning away.
This would all be gradual. We'd do surveys. We'd move very carefully. What would you take down? Would you take $50,000?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not ready to talk terms. You don't rush into something like disposing of a lifelong occupation. Well, if you're serious about this, I'll take another good look at it.
I think I could match Traeger's price.
Ah, don't be silly. I know why Traeger was willing to go $20 million for the outfit. He needed a respectable front business as a cover for what he really does for a living.
What are you talking about?
I'm surprised you didn't find that out. I just did today. Traeger's probably part of a big drug connection. They're watching him like a hawk. He needs a legitimate business to sink his money into.
Oh? I don't understand.
His export-import business is getting investigated. He needs a new set of books to wash his money through. Don't you see? That's why he'd pay so generously for our operation. He wants to bury his money and get a nice, legal-looking business as a cover.
You amaze me, Bill. I didn't know any of this. I can't imagine how you knew it.
Well, I wouldn't have. Except for this guy, Fisher. No, you haven't met him. He's a bookkeeper and accountant. I've known him for years. I called him and had him take the books and just go over them to see what we are worth.
Why?
Well, if you're considering selling out, you've got to know what you're really worth, down to the penny. Fisher's the kind of guy who doesn't let 1 cent get past him. No, sir, not 1 cent.
And he's looking at the books now, right now?
Yeah.
Will you consider selling out to me?
Well, let's put it another way, Alex. I wouldn't consider selling out to anybody but you.
Then why don't we do it tonight?
Huh?
Yeah, tonight. Why not? I'll name a price. Forget the books. Forget Fisher. I'll name you a price. You can turn away and never have to come into the office again. I'll take care of all the details. I'll get our lawyer to drop the papers. And I'll take care of the books, the whole thing.
No, I can't move that fast, Alex.
Come on, Bill. Here's my offer. $18 million.
Oh, you can't get your hands on that kind of money, Alex. I wouldn't let you buy it for that kind of money. We're heading for uncertain times. We don't know what's going to happen.
Then what will you take?
Well, now calm yourself. I don't know that I'll take anything. I may just hang on to it.
But you can't. I mean, there's so many things you could do with the free time.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of guys retire and start sitting around doing nothing, and the first thing you know, they're pushing up daisies. Well, anyway, it's too lovely a night to talk business. Look at that peaceful lagoon, Alex. Doesn't it get to you?
Come on in, kid.
I'm sorry to call you so late and come over.
That's all right. Well, how'd he go?
Not so good. He's got an accountant auditing the books.
Uh-oh. He's on to you.
No, he's not. He's having the audit to find out what the business is worth if he decides to sell. But he still doesn't want to sell. But the worst thing is he knows about you.
Well, what does he know?
Why you want to buy us out?
How does he know that?
Oh, this accountant, Fisher, he tipped him off.
Fisher? Did you say Fisher?
Yes. What's the matter, Mr. Traeger?
I've got an old tax accountant named Fisher who's done work for me before now.
No, I don't get it.
I do. Fisher's blabbed to Colbert about me. Well, this changes my plans. Fisher's not as dependable as I figured.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have to do the same thing to Fisher that you're going to have to do to Colbert.
To Colbert?
Before he discovers that little $70,000 discrepancy of yours.
Listen!
No, you listen. I'll handle Fisher my own way. But you, Alex, you're going to have to eliminate Colbert yourself.
I can't do that.
I got news for you, kid. You're going to. He can blow the whistle on both of us.
Look, Mr. Traeger, I've done a lot of things. But murder isn't one of them.
You got no choice, Alex. You're going to hit Colbert in the next 24 hours, or I'm going to hit him and you.
Now, wait a minute.
Just like the fishes in the sea, Alex. You got to eat or get eaten.
Yes, sir. What can I help you with?
This shop, who owns it?
Why, I do.
I understand you specialize in exotic pets.
That's right.
Like what, for instance?
Oh, what do you have in mind?
Actually, something not too domesticated.
Well, I can get you cheetahs and ocelots and lions and leopards. Whatever you want.
Those are pretty dangerous, aren't they?
If you want them, we can handle them.
What I want is very dangerous. Maybe too dangerous.
Try me.
All right. I want to buy a shark for a gag.
A shark?
Can you catch it?
Well, yeah, I can. It's going to cost you.
I want a shark, and I want it tonight.
Tonight? But
listen, I'm not finished yet. I want it tonight. And I want it delivered to a private lagoon out by the ocean after dark, before 9 o'clock. Got that?
Yeah, anything more?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to forget you ever saw me or ever sold me anything.
We're talking some pretty heavy dough, mister.
I figured, here, count it.
You kidding me?
It's $5,000. Cash. The kind you never have to tell Uncle about. Have we got a deal?
Give me the address where we deliver the shark.
Talking business tonight, Alex. I just want to look down at the lagoon.
You've been avoiding me all day, Bill. What's wrong?
I'm disturbed about something. Two things. Fisher seems to have disappeared. He was supposed to bring me the results of his audit today, but nobody's heard from him.
Huh?
But the other thing is, I have a note from him. He must have left it on my desk last night.
What about it?
We're $70,000 short somewhere. Would you know where, Alex?
No. Probably just a mistake in his figures.
Maybe.
Listen, Bill, I asked you to meet me here at the lagoon because I want your final answer about selling the business to me.
I can't give you a final answer now, Alex.
You've got to.
I can't. I want to know what happened to $70,000 and what happened to Fisher.
Colbert, I wish I didn't have to do this.
What are you doing with that jackknife, Joe?
It's a little flesh wound, Bill.
Jeez.
Just enough to make some blood.
Get you out of your head. Let go of me.
Time for a swim, Colbert.
Let go of me.
There it comes. The shark. I can't watch this.
Alex, why are you in such a hurry?
Well, I didn't see it.
I saw your car in the front. Is Dad with you down by the lagoon?
Yeah, yes. That's why I was running up to the house. He fell down in the lagoon. We better get to a phone for an ambulance.
He fell?
Yeah, he just lost his footing. I can't dive that far.
Well, Dad's a great swimmer. Still, maybe we had better go down and see if he needs help.
No, it's too late for that. We better call the ambulance. You see, Laura, there was this enormous fish, a shark. Somehow a shark got into your lagoon.
Oh, Alex, when are you ever going to learn something about the ocean? I was here when the truck came this evening and delivered it. I even helped them. Oh, that's no shark. It's a dolphin. Do you think anyone would be crazy enough to go capture a shark and give it to us for our lagoon? Someone sent us a beautiful dolphin.
Strange the way things work out. Colbert trusted Alex And he shouldn't have. Alex trusted the pet shop owner to procure a man-eating shark. And he shouldn't have. Which probably saved Colbert's life and forfeited Alex's. The Lagoon featured Terry McManus, Paul Herlinger, Douglas Young, Pat French, and Albert Clark, and was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French. Crisis is distributed nationally and syndicated by the Nostalgia Broadcasting Corporation, Post Office Box 10914, St. Petersburg, Florida.